Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 11 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Austin has that weather situation for us in just a few minutes here, and he can sum it all up in just one word. Cold.
Chilly.
Pretty much that. It's going to be brutal.
Perhaps frigid.
It's going to be brutal tonight. We'll get into it. We'll dive deep into it, but real quickly here. Lows tonight, they're saying 28. That's not even factored in with wind chill, is it?
No. Right now it's 41 degrees with a wind chill of 35. So yeah, the low is 28. Wind chill would probably have it, if I had to guess, feeling around low 20s.
Protect those pipes tonight. Bring in the pets. Protect the people, especially if they're old next door or elderly. Go over and check on them. Make sure everything's in and pull the plants in. I just covered the four P's for us real quick there. But do it. You don't want to have to pay for busted pipes, because it will be a chilly evening this evening. Just remember that. Go ahead and keep those sweaters and jackets out for the next few days. Will be nice. No rain, really, to speak of. So that's the redeeming factor in this whole conversation. Let me just jump in for the financials real quick. Stocks, terrible day today. Oh, just one of those nasty days, pulled down by a slide from Walmart. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
A sell-off on Wall Street with stocks ending in the red but off session lows. Walmart is getting much of the blame after it offered disappointing guidance despite delivering a robust fourth quarter earnings report. Investors are also concerned about the president's latest tariff threats. Another stock that rattled markets, Palantir Technologies. Its shares have been on a tear of late, but its stock has plunged for the past 2 days after the Pentagon said it was looking at potential budget cuts. The Dow winners, Amgen, Chevron, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Walmart, JP Morgan Chase, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow falling 451 points, the Nasdaq down 94, S&P 500 down 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
You see, Walmart got caught in that in the middle of the darned if you do, darned if you don't syndrome. So, you know, you got a great earnings report, you know, and you, it's bad on the other side of the equations. Hopefully it'll all kind of work its way out there. Get a better picture for you tomorrow when the stocks close.
Yeah.
Little change in the number of people filing for unemployment. Jenny Casola has the report.
New claims for unemployment benefits rose by 5,000 last week to 219,000, roughly in line with estimates and a sign that layoffs remain subdued. Economists were predicting 215,000. Those remaining on benefits continuing claims increased by 24,000 to 1.86 million, a sign that some people were having a hard time finding a new job. The Federal Reserve has been keeping a close watch on the job market and inflation. Minutes from last month's meeting suggests the Fed is looking at rising risks that inflation could increase, which is why it did not lower interest rates last month. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And here nationally, Kentucky's longest-serving U.S. senator calling it a day. Republican Mitch McConnell announced on the Senate floor today that he won't seek re-election next year. McConnell turned 83 today, and he's been in the Senate since 1985, including a record 18 years as Senate Republican leader until stepping down back in November.
You know, I've always said this. One of the hardest-working women in politics, in House or Senate, whatever it may be, Representative Michelle Salzman. Oh, she is just a go-getter. She, in partnership with local, state, and federal officials, conducting in-person meetings to assist residents with casework issues. If you got some problems here, they're doing this tomorrow from 2 to 4 at the Escambia County Collector's Office on North Palafox Street. 221 Palafox, I believe it is. Just take the stairwell up there, and there you are.
All righty.
Get some questions answered.
Just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by True Green. True Green gets a golf course quality lawn for less than you think. Sign up at truegreen.com. That's TRUGreen.com. True Green, the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on. A lot of our congestion from the 5 o'clock hour has cleared out. So if you're dealing with some issues, maybe like on Navarre Parkway, for example, they shouldn't hopefully hold you up for too much longer. As for the weather, 41 degrees, wind chill of 35, as I said. The low is going to be 28 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 51, low of 39.
Hey, kudos going out to our friend in the city just to the east of us, Fort Walton Beach, I'm talking about. Florida CFO Jimmy Patronis appointed Fort Walton Beach Police Chief Robert Beige to the state Immigration Enforcement Council. This is a good honor for this guy. The council was established this month to combat illegal immigration here in the state of Florida. Beige worked for the United States Border Patrol before returning to local law enforcement. So congrats to Officer Beige. That's great.
Yeah, for sure. And Ukrainian President Zelensky has met with President Trump's envoy to Ukraine and Russia, and he called the meeting productive. That's good, too. His meeting with Keith Kellogg came a day after Trump called him a dictator, while he said Trump is living in this disinformation bubble.
Okay, ready for that Community Impact Day? You've heard me talking about it for the past week here. It's coming Saturday at the Pensacola Young Professionals Nonprofit Expo, 11 to 1 at the Museum Plaza over on Church Street. The expo offers an excellent opportunity to connect with nonprofit organizations dedicated to impacting our community, but most importantly, networking. That's the most important thing at this event. Take advantage of it, 11 to 1 on Saturday at Museum Plaza.
Alrighty. And Florida lawmakers trying to honor President Donald Trump through newly proposed legislation. State Representative Danny Nix Jr. filed House Bill 697 earlier this week. The bill would dedicate a portion of Southern Boulevard in Palm Beach County after Trump. The same bill would dedicate another portion of Southern Boulevard to three motorcycle deputies who were killed last November. If signed into law, the name changes would take effect in July.
Okay, I want to tell you a quick story here. It's all about Pensacola's long, empty technology park. You know, it's the park right across the street from the Bay Center. You know the park I'm talking about?
I believe so, right
there.
Yes.
Okay, it's on 9th Avenue there. It's finally receiving some interest from potential companies. The folks over at West Florida, they're saying the park has been empty since 2012. I can attest to that. I remember the grand opening of that park. Jim Heiser was the chamber president at that time. And they had a big grand opening ceremony, you know, breaking the ground, that type of thing. The tents right. put up. It was raining like crazy that day. I will never forget that. But it was pretty auspicious. It was pretty doggone nice. Heiser was a visionary. It was part of his 2015 vision program. Anyway, the anticipated technology center really never materialized. And the expected commitment on, they were saying, we're going to get 370 new jobs, average wage $50,000, and $20 million in private sector investments. Just didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm pulling for it. I'm hoping they are getting some interest now from potential companies. Great location to move into Pensacola's technology park.
Yes, and the University of North Florida out $7 million after the federal government defunded a program aimed at addressing teacher shortages. The U.S. Department of Education says it has withdrawn its grant funding last week after accusing UNF of using the money to promote DEI initiatives. The grant supported a program that created an educator pipeline between the university's College of Arts and Sciences and Clay County District Schools. The money was awarded to the school back in 2022 and was supposed to last through 2027.
618 News Radio 92.3. Don't you feel good when your tax preparer says to you, you've got a refund coming.
Yeah.
Boy, it puts a smile on my face. Makes me kind of get that warm feeling inside.
Warm okay. and fuzzy.
So you're getting a refund for the fiscal year of 2024. Get a refund. When can you expect to get that refund?
I don't know.
Here's Taylor Riggs.
You've already filed your income taxes. Now, when can you expect a refund? I'm Taylor Riggs, co-host of The Big Money Show, with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor, editor-at-large of The Spectator, and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. I'm inviting you to join in-depth conversations every week on the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com.
It typically takes just a few weeks to receive any money owed back to you by the government, according to CPA Bill Dendy.
Provided you electronically filed your taxes and you provided the IRS with bank information so they can automatically put money into your account, refunds can happen as quickly as 2 weeks. However, oftentimes people don't get their refunds as quickly because numbers don't match up.
But checking on your refund status is easy. Just log into the IRS website and click Where's My Refund? Watch The Big Money Show weekdays at 12 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business. Taylor Riggs, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a Northeast Florida organization feeling the impacts from recent executive orders signed by President Trump. Details on what's happening and more shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
But if my friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say she went down in an airplane, five different suntan, and in a cement mixer full of quicksand. Help me, I'm doing good in the dark. She met a shark on the wall.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, just kind of riding home with you this afternoon. Thanks a lot for the ride. We do appreciate that. Big things happening in Washington. A big story popping from the Capitol. Kash Patel being confirmed to serve as FBI director. Woo! Hold on and buckle up this week. You're going to see some pretty interesting things coming out of the FBI and what they're going to or potentially do and uncover. It will probably amaze you in some of the stuff getting ready to come out. Anyway, Chad Pergram has more from Capitol Hill.
Democrats rallied at FBI headquarters, excoriated Patel. They lambasted him for wanting to prosecute former senior government officials. including some who served in the first Trump administration. GOP Maine Senator Susan Collins opposed Patel. In describing her opposition to confirming Patel, Collins said, quote, Mr. Patel's recent political profile undermines his ability to serve in the apolitical role of director of the FBI. Collins says Patel's recent past is characterized by what she termed, quote, high profile and aggressive political activity.
625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Roads are looking pretty good right now. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Tonight, it's chilly. Let me just put it to you that way. 41 degrees, wind chill like 35 right now. Low of 28 tonight without the wind chill. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 51, low of 39.
Okay, Escambia County confirmed the federal government has canceled their contract with local lifeguards on Johnson, Langdon, and Opal beaches. Escambia Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore says lifeguard service will be limited.
So this year, we will not have our lifeguards at Gulf Islands because they pay for our manpower. It's an extra cost on me if I had to put lifeguards out there. And what our budget for the county includes is Casino Beach, Whitewater Beach, and we've now included Perdita Key. So we will be out there at those locations that we typically cover in that the county's responsible for.
Okay, but Johnson Beach will not be protected.
Johnson Beach has a lot of people on it. There's a lot of people who are at Johnson Beach, and to be unprotected is kind of concerning.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, we do have our guys at Perdita Key now. They're at beach access, too. While it is far away, it's closer than it would have been if we hadn't had Perdita Key stood up.
Okay, county officials say the need for lifeguards is imminent, and the future of added protection to the Gulf Islands National Seashore remains up.
All righty. And mentioned this before the break, a Northeast Florida organization feeling the impacts from the executive orders by President Trump. Catholic Charities Jacksonville says it's laid off more than two dozen employees who worked for its refugee program. The move comes after Trump called for the halt of new refugees to the country. The organization has been in operation for more than eight decades.
All right. Let me just kind of maneuver this one over here. The CIA and Mexico teaming up now. Get this. Mexico, CIA. Are we feuding with Mexico? I'm a little concerned here. CIA Mexico teaming up to investigate cartels and their fentanyl production. Jennifer Griffin has an explanation for us.
Military matters.
The CIA has been flying MQ-9 Reaper drones over Mexico to gather intelligence on the cartels and their fentanyl labs, continuing a secret program that was started during the Biden administration. The MQ-9 Reapers are not armed, and the program is being done in coordination with the Mexican government, according to a senior U.S. official. The intelligence is shared with the Mexican government for them to act on. In addition, U.S. Northern Command has expanded its use of military drones, the U-2 spy plane, and Global Hawk, for border surveillance and to track migrants heading to the U.S. border, both by land and by sea. Unlike the CIA drones, those military surveillance planes are staying in international airspace. Border crossings are down 85% since President Trump was inaugurated. U.S. Southern Command says 170 migrants have been taken to Guantanamo Bay as part of the president's deportation efforts, far short of the 30,000 capacity that Defense Secretary Hegseth has promised. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis unveiled a statue of George Washington in Florida's Capitol Rotunda today. The life-size bronze statue of America's first president will be on display for a year in the state capitol. And what it's for is the upcoming 250th birthday celebration of America in 2026, which will obviously be on July 4th next year. So as you said, Chris, you said, I think, in the 4 o'clock hour, they're really getting ahead of the game.
Yeah, Governor DeSantis, pretty active here. Announcing and showing that statue of George Washington.
I'm glad that we have this statue here today. You cannot conceive of this having succeeded without George Washington. He truly was first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen.
Okay, winter, not going away just yet. Listen, if you've got travel plans this weekend, or maybe tomorrow, or whenever, heading north, and you get to the Virginia line up in that area, Virginia, north.
Right.
Get ready and make sure you pack a lot of nice warm clothes. Big storm going up through that area. Janice Dean in with the forecast.
After over a foot of snow fell across portions of Virginia and the Mid-Atlantic, we're still expecting light precipitation for the region and another quick system to develop over the Northeast. The Arctic cold air still breaking records over much of the country as far south as the Gulf Coast, but there is warmer air coming this weekend. The next round of coastal rain and mountain snow is pushing into the northwest on Friday and this weekend. Fox Weather, of course, has your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
All righty, 6:30 here. We'll take our Fox News break, followed by Your Money Now when we return. Got a lot going on in the world of sports. We've got MLB spring training starting today. We got University of Miami quarterback Carson Beck losing a couple of cars in an overnight robbery. We got a lot going on, Chris.
Yeah, we're
going
to be talking about, of course, Gary Graham out as coach of the Flyers, Rod Aldoff in. Big matchup coming up this week at Evansville in town for a three-game series.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. A shocking development with the latest release of hostages in Gaza by Hamas. The Israeli military says they've identified the bodies of infant Kafir Bibas and his four-year-old brother Ariel, but the IDF says the third body released was not that of their mother, Cherie Bibas. That body has not been identified. The IDF says this is a violation of utmost severity. They're demanding the return of Cherie Bibas and all remaining hostages. Talks continue in an effort to bring an end to the Russia-Ukraine war after President Trump and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky traded insults this week.
In Kyiv, Volodymyr Zelensky says, "I had a productive meeting with Special Presidential Envoy Keith Kellogg. A good discussion, many important details." But still resonating in the West Wing, Zelensky's assertion that Trump is spreading Russian disinformation.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Walmart shares fell today after the big box retailer said their profit growth will slow this fiscal year, even as their sales continue to climb. Walmart said holiday quarter revenue rose roughly 4%, and e-commerce sales were up by 20% in the U.S. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week rose slightly from an already low level, further indicating the mass firing of federal workers by President Donald Trump still aren't being represented in jobless filing claims. New claims rose by 5,000 up to 219,000. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street after back-to-back winning sessions. The Dow fell 450 points, the S&P 500 lost 26, and the Nasdaq dropped 93. U.S. crude oil futures for March are unchanged at the moment, sitting under $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gale with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. The Jupiter Golf Club, led by Tiger Woods, got smoked by the New York Golf Club on Tuesday, and Tiger's team needs to communicate better. Tiger asked longtime friend Rob McNamara how far away he was. McNamara said 99. So Tiger took out a wedge and hit the ball 100 yards. One problem, though. Tiger was 199 yards away and not 99. And after the match, Tiger referred to this mishap as one of the most embarrassing moments of his career. I'm Zach Gale.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN+. It's 2 hours of hammer-dropping, overtime-forcing, playoffs on the line golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN+. It's 2 hours of hammer-dropping, overtime-forcing, playoffs on the line golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repair, repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Got a junk car lying around. Call the best junk man in this town. Frank buys junk cars. Frank buys junk cars. Got a car that's killing your grass. We'll call the junk car king for some quick cash. Frank buys junk cars.
850-525-2035. Frank buys junk cars.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. New drama around the Chappie James Monument Memorial, where previously the TDC had supported $750,000 for the project. They were asked to go to $1 million, and instead they took it all away pending a study of the impact and whether the funding would actually meet the statute. Board of County Commission going to talk about that issue. Also, will lifeguards get cut at Gulf Islands National Seashore? We talked to Director of Public Safety Eric Gilmore about that. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Did you ever see the movie Mamma Mia?
No.
Well, it was all about ABBA. You know, the music was all throughout the movie here. And it was a great movie just because of the staple of ABBA's songs that were intertwined in that movie. Oh, by the way, folks, evening. Thanks for having us on. Chris Bryan, Austin Price over there.
Yep.
And talking about ABBA. That's the second track we've played today.
Yeah, the first...
Good complaints. I enjoy it.
Oh, I know it's not a complaint, but yeah, the first one, it was planned. That one, my original bumper song for this slot, didn't pan out, so I just found, we have a playlist on here on our Spotify thing.
Now, 70s upbeat. Don't let out our secrets now. Come on.
Well, don't worry. I never use this playlist. It was just a final resort. 70s upbeat mix. ABBA was there.
Yep. Okay, tonight... You can define it as a great boxing match or possibly a good hockey game.
Depending on what we see first, yeah.
Hockey takes center stage tonight, U.S. facing Canada.
4 months from the Stanley Cup Final, hockey fans will get a special treat tonight.
It's a Game 7, right? Like, it's for everything, and you're going to see desperate hockey. You're going to see everything you saw in the first game and more, I imagine. So it'll be great. I'm really looking forward to it, and, you know, they're going to be better. We know that, and we'll be better as well.
Jack Eichel of the Vegas Golden Knights will be in uniform for Team USA tonight against Team Canada at TD Garden in Boston. Championship game of the NHL's inaugural Four Nations Face-Off, 8 p.m. Eastern.
There's no bigger rivalry in hockey than Canada-U.S.
Brad Marchand of the Boston Bruins placed Team Canada, which lost to the U.S. 3-1 Saturday, a game that was witnessed by a larger TV audience than six of the seven games in last year's Stanley Cup Final. Bruins defenseman Charlie McAvoy will not play for Team USA tonight because of an upper body injury. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be a good matchup there. Also,
I won't see it. I don't have ES. I have this cable company over in Gulf Breeze. They pulled my service on like ESPN. They said, oh, by the way, we moved you to a new tier. Like twice the amount of money. So I don't have ESPN.
Well, yeah, it's on ESPN, ESPN Plus, and Disney Plus officially. All righty. We touched on this back in the 4 o'clock hour, Chris.
Did you notice I didn't mention their name?
Yeah. Well, because it also doesn't want to come out as if, hey, we're taking shots at anybody.
No, I don't want to have to go get a lawyer and figure this out.
All righty. NBA superstar Victor Wembanyama expected to miss the rest of the year. The San Antonio Spurs announced today that he had been diagnosed with a blood clot in his right shoulder. The team said it was discovered after he returned from playing in the All-Star game. You know, when Wembanyama first came into the league and it was like, oh my gosh, this guy's going to be the first kid drafted for sure. Listen, he was young. Sure, he was tall and talented, but he was young. He had never played NBA caliber competition before. I was a big doubter. I wasn't going to just assume he would dominate. He has proven me wrong, and I'm so happy for him, and that's why it's a shame to hear this news. And I feel sorry for the Spurs as well. They're currently chasing down a spot in the play-in. They've struggled. I was talking about how Louisville struggled for a bit before they bounced back. I literally mentioned that last hour. Well, the Spurs are the same way. They struggled for years there. Not after a coaching change, but they've struggled for a while. And now to see them right on the verge of postseason status again, this is just such a fatal blow. I feel so sorry for him and for the franchise, and I hope he gets better soon.
Okay, you were talking about changes, coaches, things like that.
Yeah.
It was another brutal hockey road week for the good guys last week when they were taking on Birmingham.
Right.
Flyers returning home this weekend. New coach, Gary Graham's out.
Yes.
Von Althoff is in. How many times does this make Rod to come back to pull the team out of the doldrums? I think it's probably his third return for the Ice Flyers.
Good to know he's reliable.
Yep, and he's a great coach, and we welcome him back to Pensacola, by the way. Flyers returning home this weekend against Evansville. Three-game series beginning tomorrow night. You know the routine. Friday, Saturday, 7:05 puck drop, and then on Sunday afternoon they'll do a 4:05 puck drop.
And we mentioned, I had hinted at this before the Fox News break, police looking for University of Miami quarterback Carson Beck's cars after he was robbed overnight. Beck, who reportedly received a $4 million deal to transfer to Miami, had his Mercedes and Lamborghini both stolen. He's just the latest example of these high-profile athlete robberies we've been talking about. But it does not appear to be related to the Chilean crime ring thing that targeted Mahomes, Kelsey, and Burrow.
Okay, you know spring's here. Baseball spring training starting today. It was kind of exciting. Let me do a couple of baseball stories here to bring you up to kind of get you in the mood for what's on the way. Baseball returning today with an exhibition matchup. Joe Morgan has the details.
The slate is clean for all 30 Major League Baseball teams as spring training officially gets underway today. The Cubs and Dodgers kick off the Cactus League schedule with first pitch set for 3:05 Eastern from Camelback Ranch in Glendale, Arizona. Both teams will also start the regular season slate with a two-game series in Japan at the Tokyo Dome on March 18th and 19th. The Dodgers are coming off their first full-season World Series title since 1988, while the Cubs have missed out on the postseason in each of the past 4 years. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And that's why it's results like today that remind you it's just spring training. It's just like NFL preseason stuff. The Cubs beat the Dodgers today 12-4. Yikes. Not very competitive.
Well,
anticlimactic.
It was a good day today for the Yankee skipper. They locked him up for a few, not in jail. Put your mind back there. They locked him up, signed him for a multiple year contract.
Locked him down.
That's what we're looking for. Locked him down for a few more years. He will be wearing those pinstripes.
When the New York Yankees take the field Friday in Tampa, Florida for their first exhibition game of the 2025 Grapefruit League season, they will do so with manager Aaron Boone secure in his job. The Yankees announced Thursday Boone, who's been manager since 2018, has been given a two-year contract extension that will keep him on the job through the 2027 season. His deal had been set to expire after this coming season. Last season, Boone led the Yankees to their first World Series appearance in 15 years. His record over 7 years as Yankees manager, 603 wins, 429 losses. Jared Max, Fox News.
Very, very nice. All righty. And also, Indiana Fever superstar Caitlin Clark being credited for an increase in WNBA trading card prices. For the first time, WNBA trading cards are worth more than NBA cards. And Caitlin Clark being credited for a large part of the success of them. A complete set of the women's cards is selling for an average of $1,200. The men's NBA card set, only $800. That's huge.
Their TV numbers are terrible for NBA. You know, Nickelodeon beats them usually across the board. There's just not a lot of...
Some people are just glass half empty.
I don't know what it is. But anyway, I believe that. It's very exciting to watch these ladies pop those three-pointers from midcourt. I mean, good shooters. While we're talking basketball, and thanks for winding that in there, the 2025 Sunbelt Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Championships returning once again to the Bay Center. All 14 Sun Belt schools will be competing March 4th through 10th in a single elimination tournament. The winner, by the way, clinches an automatic bid to the 2025 NC2A Division I men's and women's basketball tournaments.
Hmm.
If you remember last year, James Madison made a quick run at it into the NC2As. They picked up the win here, and they went to the NC2As. So that's how it's playing out.
we'll see if they can do as good this time.
Well, you know, I don't have a real favorite, but I sure enjoy it because my favorite part of the whole tournament is that Saturday fanfare they have out in the parking lot.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
You get a chance to meet hey, you want to talk about crazy fans, you will see them that Saturday. Oh, you'll see them throughout the whole tournament.
Our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, has appeared there.
Yeah, and so anyway, big name teams coming to town. Go out and support them. It's a real good tournament, good action, and it really helps Pensacola in terms of visit Pensacola sports and qualifying us to be a city that can handle these type of events.
Yeah, very huge event, and I think they're signed for several more years.
Yes,
so that's awesome.
Yes, and you know what, the league wins on that one.
Mm-hmm. 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. 41 degrees right now. Wind chill has a feeling like 35. The low tonight, 28. That's without wind chill. So expect, I don't know, 22, 23. Tomorrow, the high is going to be 51. Low is going to be 39. Looking at the roads here, nothing's going on.
Remember Orson Welles scared everybody back in the, I think it was the 40s, with the invasion from Mars and stuff like that. Remember on radio?
Nope.
Oh, well.
Goes before my time.
Well, no, this is classic radio I'm talking about. And he did this fictitious thing like that. The Martians were invading.
Oh.
And at that time, radio was it. There was no television at that time.
Right.
You sat around the living room and you stared at the radio. Anyway, Orson Welles did this. Well, what would you say if I came on the radio and said, there is an asteroid coming to Earth and it's going to strike?
I would say, oh, yeah, I read that story.
Yeah, you're right. NASA is looking at ways to destroy that asteroid that is taking aim at Earth, potentially destroying a city. Now, that's what they want me to read to you in terms of, like, let's hype it. Let's make this a bigger-than-life thing. Because it's big, but it's not that big.
The chances of a giant space rock striking Earth have decreased. According to NASA, it has a 1.5% chance of making an impact on Earth. Still, international agencies are not taking any chances. They're plotting a way to destroy the terrestrial chunk if needed. The asteroid is estimated to be between 130 and 300 feet wide, and scientists say the chunk could come down at roughly 38,000 miles an hour. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Yeah.
War of the Worlds.
Yes, yes. And I am familiar with that.
We didn't look it up.
You told me when it started playing
what
there.
What a classic.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the more modern rendition with Tom Cruise. But yes, that was it was Tom Cruise, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I remember the scene.
Talking the radio thing. You're bringing in the TV thing.
I remember the scene when he looks down at his watch like his watch stopped working. It was really disturbing. Anyway, whatever. Bottom line is 6:47 here. We'll get you another reminder of the stock numbers. This will be our last one for the evening. Wall Street closing with stock sharply lower at the closing bell. The Dow losing 450 points to 44,176. The S&P 500 falling 26 points to 61,17. And the NASDAQ dropping 93 points to 19,962.
All right, let's get you all caught up here. Here is your TMZ Breaking News Minute.
I'm Wild Young, and this is the TMZ Minute. Eric and Lyle Menendez opened up on TMZ's Two Angry Men podcast about their brutal early years in prison and how they've changed over 35 years behind bars. Eric detailed violent attacks he endured, while Lyle suffered a broken jaw during their 21 years in separate prisons. With the crucial resentencing hearing next month, the brothers are anxiously awaiting a decision. A judge dropped the manslaughter charge against Roger Norris in Liam Payne's drug-fueled death, ruling he couldn't have prevented the singer's fatal fall. Norris and two hotel workers were cleared, while two alleged drug dealers remain jailed. Bad Baby debuted a new look, and she looks almost unrecognizable. Her bleach blonde transformation comes weeks after she declared she's done with her ex-boyfriend, Layvon. Fans are speculating whether the makeover marks a fresh start. I'm Wild, and that was the TMZ Minute.
Alrighty, and mentioned this back in the 4 o'clock hour. Turkey is exporting some 15,000 tons of eggs to the U.S. as bird flu has sent egg prices skyrocketing here. Deliveries will start this month and continue through July. U.S. egg producers hope the imports will help ease some pressure on prices. And I had made a joke back in the 4 o'clock hour about, you know, hey, what came first, turkey or turkey? The bird or
yes,
the nation?
Yes, we did.
Obviously, you know, the bird goes back pretty far, but...
not as far as turkey.
But we had texters dropping in saying... You know, I'm proud of our texters, history buffs. They were saying, you know what, Turkey was formerly part of the Ottoman Empire. So the bird Turkey does precede the nation Turkey. How about that?
So you think we could qualify by saying we're talking Turkey this afternoon?
Yes, in all kind, in all of its forms.
I gotta love it. Absolutely. Okay, maybe thinking about doing that trip up north this weekend, maybe tomorrow, next weekend. Bundle up. Many parts of the U.S. digging out from the most recent winter storm. Ian Oliver has the latest in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Virginia Beach, unofficial snow totals exceeding a foot, 10.2 officially at Norfolk International Airport. That fell on Wednesday, their 8th snowiest calendar day on record and the snowiest day in roughly the last decade and a half. And it stays cold for the time being. Wind chills in the teens today. By tomorrow, we'll see temperatures back up above freezing, approaching 40, around 50 by the end of the weekend. And Tuesday, a forecast high temperature awfully close to 60. So this was a historic snow. Just don't expect it to hang around too long. In Virginia Beach, Ian Oliver, Fox Weather.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Shockingly, I'm still
hauntingly
surprised.
Familiar.
I'm still surprised it sounds so familiar. You know, talking about Virginia, researchers at the University of Virginia believe they've made a promising discovery that could help reverse baldness. A study published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation details a recent test done on a protein called Crox-20, and apparently it can be in follicles beneath the scalp, even in those who are already bald or balding. So researchers think reactivating the protein found in those follicles could lead to new hair growth. I'm just going to tell you, man, that sounds like a tedious task, and it sounds like it could possibly be painful. I would just wear a hat.
You know, I have, yeah, why not, right?
That's what I'm doing now, and I got a full head of hair.
There you go, bud. My mom used to always say to me, if you wear a hat, man, you're going to go bald. I don't know how true that is. I think it has to do a lot with genes and things like that.
I think you're closer to the correct answer, yeah.
Probably so. 6:52, 8 away from 7. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Hey, a friend of mine living in the French Quarter in New Orleans, this is a story, it's a sad story, but it applies to what I'm talking about. He got run over by an electric e-bike.
Really?
Put him in the hospital. Couldn't hear it coming. It's wow. So quiet, you couldn't hear. And that's a problem. Now, you know, e-bikes are going through some really serious growing pains. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Well, they both agree there are many people who rely on bikes for transportation, but the key is to operate those bikes safely. Sheriff Bob Johnson.
I remember seeing my first one a couple of years ago, and since then, you know, in the last probably 3 or 4 months, I've seen probably 30 or 40 on the road.
Well, Sheriff Chip Simmons says riders still need to follow all those traffic laws, like riding with the flow of traffic.
They should ride to the far right of the lane. And then if they're being passed, you know, if you're in a car and you're passing an e-bike, you should pass with at least 3 feet, you know, leave a 3 feet margin. But again, other than that, they have the same rights, but they also have the same responsibilities as a bicycle or as a motor vehicle would.
Okay, Sheriff Johnson added.
With the e-bike, of course, is it makes absolutely no sound. So you don't hear it coming. If you're in a car, even with the windows rolled down, you're not going to hear it coming. So that's another scary aspect to it.
See, Johnson thinks as the popularity grows, more state regs may be considered there. But yeah, my friend got run over, got really messed up, could not hear the thing coming down the street.
Yeah, and as you said, that's typically a selling point for some electrical vehicles, but it is. It's a matter of, okay, that can be dangerous.
Well, it could be, especially for blind people maneuvering in the cities, and
right.
Especially at the traffic intersections and things like that. You can't hear anything.
Right.
Very strong. Very, very serious situation.
6:53 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Apple Original Films' The Gorge is the biggest film launch in the streamer's short history. Details on that film and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's Block Party and Open House is Saturday from 10 till 2 at their five new homes on Massachusetts Avenue. Everyone is invited to see the homes and learn more about the organization. See PensacolaHabitat.org. Saturday night, it's Military Appreciation Night with the Ice Flyers. Active, retired, and vets get 50% off for your whole party in person at the box office. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. That was the whole Jacksons. That wasn't just Michael. That was all the brothers thrown in there.
Yeah, that's the Jacksons.
Chris Bryan. And Jackson member Austin Price. Singing and dancing your way into your heart.
Yep, that's me. That's what I do.
Okay, 6:57, 3 away from 7 o'clock. President Trump says he wants proof that there indeed is gold at Fort Knox. He wants to see it for himself. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Former Spanish Football Federation president Luis Rubiales was found guilty of sexual assault for having kissed Spanish soccer player Jenny Hermoso on the lips on the field in the moments after Spain won the Women's World Cup in 2023. Thursday, Rubiales was ordered to pay a fine of more than 10,000 euros. The 47-year-old was acquitted of coercion. He had been accused of trying to manipulate Hermoso to downplay what had happened on the field and say it was a consensual kiss, an incident that led to Rubiales' resignation as Spanish soccer president. In addition to the fine, Rubiales was ordered to not contact Jenny Hermoso for 12 months and to get no closer to her than 200 meters during this time. Prosecutors had sought a jail sentence of 2.5 years. Jared Max, Fox News.
President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One the Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, is going to Fort Knox, the depository for U.S. gold reserves, to make sure the gold is still there. President Trump's answer about Fort Knox followed a series of posts on X by the social media platform's owner, Elon Musk, questioning if the gold was stolen from the depository. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says there is an annual audit and all the gold is present and accounted for. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
I would love to see him do an audit on that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mentioned this before the break. Apple Original Films' The Gorge, starring Anya Taylor-Joy and Miles Teller. Biggest film launch into streamer's history. The Scott Derrickson-directed thriller stars the two as rival guardians of a mysterious gorge. Well, then the name is appropriate. But apparently, It had a Valentine's Day debut, and it crushed the numbers from last fall's film Wolf, starring George Clooney and Brad Pitt. So, wow. In Elite Company, it sounds like. Above Elite Company.
You know, it's interesting. Three-judge panel of the First District Court of Appeal on Wednesday overturned Leon County Circuit Judge J. Lee Marsh's ruling that Governor DeSantis' administration took too long in providing public records about a decision to fly migrants from Texas to Massachusetts. Marsh said the administration did not properly comply with the state's public records law. The appeals court panel said not so fast, as it ruled that Marsh was wrong and erred in concluding that the administration's response was unreasonable and in violation of Florida's public records. There's a win for DeSantis. Bill Halpern taught me that one. Okay, back at 4, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.